This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Hey, Nerd Clan. Are you wanting a little pick-me-up? Like, has 2020 and 2021 kind of been a little rough on you? Because if so, I've got a really great product. It's my Twisted Mascara. It lifts your lashes, curls them, strengthens them from the inside out. No joke. This mascara, it's like a deep conditioning treatment when you apply it on your lashes. It's flippin' fabulous. And because I love you so much, I'm giving it to you 15% off. You just go to minutewithmary.com/discount. And if you're in the market for a little something more, if you're like, girl, in addition to needing my lashes done, I got some eye circles. I actually have a really great discounted box of my best-selling items that I'd want to tell you more about. Search the hashtag Minute with Mary on Facebook and say, tell me more about this discount. Seriously, I'm a real person. Just message me. Minute with Mary. From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Stars. Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I am not a runner by any stretch. I hate running. I hate running more than being a vegan, I think. Being a vegan, like, I could not do it. But running is absolutely, like, I don't know how anybody runs just for fun.
Lots of people do, Blake.
You're all bananas.
I like to eat bananas, and that's vegan.
Mary is bringing it today, man.
It's the cookie, man.
It is the cookie. We are doing this episode, actually, right after back we recorded our last episode. So we're you know, this is like, you know, let's play two, baby. Nothing like free podcasting right here. Free podcasting. Yeah, but I hate running. Running sucks.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing that can make running enjoyable for me. Nothing. Not one thing. I can't think of one thing. If you tell me that I'm going to drink a beer after running, like, you know, 100 feet, I'd be like, yeah, but I'm going to be, my stomach's going to be upset. So why would I want to drink a beer after I just ran 100 feet? That sucks.
I think the only reason I would want to run is to be good at running if my life was in danger. Like, if the zombie apocalypse started,
true,
I probably would start training so that way I could outrun a zombie.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to just be like, I stink at running, so I'm just not going to practice.
But what kind of zombie are you talking about? Like, are you
not
talking
World
like
War
Walking
Z,
Dead?
Because they can't catch me. Walking Dead level zombie.
Yeah, no, World War Z zombie will catch you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, not that one. That one, I'm just going to sit and eat Doritos and, you know.
It's just wait for death. Take
right.
some melatonin, eat some Doritos.
Sleep no more, that's for sure. Well, before we get into the rest of the show, we'd love to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on all sorts of social media. And I'm excited to see how many people sent a message saying, I got you. Because, course, we are recording this podcast episode back-to-back with Chapter 7. And in Chapter 7, I gave you guys a little assignment. I want to see how many of you send us a message, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and just send a message, I got you. And that's like a little wink, wink, nudge that you've been listening in. I see you.
You're not skipping it. You're not skipping it. You're not zoning out.
No.
You're not passing out because you ran too much. You're here. You're listening to this portion of the program. So, yes, thank you so much for listening. And send us the message on any of the social media. Just a quick, you know, message. I got you. And check us out, of course, at all of those social medias and at maryandblake.com, as well as jointhenerdclan.com to get all of the great benefits that Mary and I offer for all the nerds at the extraordinarily special group, jointhenerdclan.com. Mavni.com. Mm-hmm. Mavni, ready to get into the rest of this chapter?
Sure am.
Let's do it.
Here we are, Chapter 8, Sleep No More. Guys.
What's your quote, Mary?
I got a problem.
What's that?
I don't really want to read anything from this chapter.
You know what? Just read the first chapter. Just read the first thing. There you go. Read the first thing.
Like the scene from Macbeth? You're right. This would be apropos.
Yeah, of course it will be.
Methought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. McEwen does murder sleep, the innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care, the death of each day's life, sore labor's bath. Balm of hurt want minds, great nature's second course, chief nourisher into life's feast. Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 2. And here we are.
Yes.
We are at chapter 8, almost halfway through the book as I'm looking at it, holding it in my hands.
Yep.
And Blake, what are your GBGs for this chapter?
The good for me, once again, is history porn. So much great history porn.
I hate that phrase.
Why?
I don't know. Porn just has such a bad connotation.
Yeah, but it's funny in context.
To you.
I think to most people.
We'll find out.
Graham being... Oh, man, God, I really am Team Graham. Being able to touch the second edition Shakespeare that he was able to hold on to at the end of the chapter at the Macbeth household. Yeah, man, that is some good history porn right there. Mm-hmm. I would love to do something like that, to just touch that and like be in its presence. And oh, great. My bad. Ain't no frackin' way I'm going to this lady's house. No chance. This is the real Lady Macbeth. And you're just going to like show up to her house?
Yep.
And she's going to take you to the Duncan room and do the whole thing? Nope. No. Nope. Ain't doing it. I don't care who pays me, what they pay me. Not going to happen. I'm not going to that house. Only bad juju comes from that house.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that house even still exists.
It kind of reminds me of the Conjuring house that still exists here in Rhode Island.
Yes. Like, why do you even like go near that? Why do you even...
People actually pay. Guys, seriously, if you Google the Conjuring house, I'm not joking. It's here in my state. And people pay to sleep in it.
And it looks nothing like it does in the film, by the way. Nothing like it does in the film. It's not nowhere near what that looks like.
Nor is the owner Ryan Reynolds.
No. That's a different house. Ryan Reynolds.
Wait, which actor am I thinking? What? What's that actor's name in The Conjuring?
Ryan Reynolds is the Amityville Horror, and that's the house in Long Island.
Oh, that's nearby too.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Who owns the house in The Conjuring?
I don't know, Blake. I just thought it was Ryan remember. Reynolds.
You got to give me a second now because it's going to bother me.
They're all the same thing. They all are near me. We even have like the most well-documented vampire case in the U.S.
That's true.
In Rhode Island. Guys, this stuff is real. And I don't know about you, but my mom told me...
Oh, it's Ron Livingston. It's Ron Livingston, the guy who owns the house. And Patrick Wilson plays... what's his name?
This is really helpful, Blake. Tell me more about your GBG. You
Patrick
love history.
Wilson plays Ed Warren.
Okay, nobody cares.
Yeah, people do care. Okay. The Conjuring's a big deal.
I'm just saying, guys, as someone who lives in a freaky state, don't go to these creepy places, Graham and Sam.
No, don't go there. Just
don't take the dram from Lady Macbeth. I'm telling you.
No, and if you see her washing her hands like they say that she does,
you
leave.
Know why?
Just leave. You know what? Just start
Blood
over.
On them.
Yeah, just start over. Just don't even bother. Okay, hey, you know what? Hey, look at the time. I gotta go.
Yep.
My great is the delight Graham takes in busting Sam's balls.
Yes.
When Sam gets stuck at the drawbridge. Yes. And everybody is all over them. I mean, you just gotta quit life. Just quit life, start over. Just say, you know what?
Will this be in the show?
We're done for today.
There we go.
We're done for today.
I dig it.
I love when Graham is getting on Sam. It is the best.
Agreed.
It's not as good as Duncan LaCroix, but it's like 1A and then 1B.
It's there.
That's there. All right, what do you got for your
My
GBG?
Good, I like Shakespeare. Bad. I'm so bored.
I was kind of bored to tears in this chapter, too.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the part when they got stuck. I thought that was very funny. But
schnoosh.
But
fresh.
Yeah, like hearing them how, like, oh, we did this and I was in this play and I met this guy.
I just felt like I was back in English class where, like, they bore you to death with Shakespeare. Like, you like Shakespeare until they hit you over the head with Shakespeare, and just kind of took me back where I was like, can I be done with this? Like, what are we doing? Get me out of here.
Well, like, what stressed you out about Shakespeare?
In real life?
Yeah, sure, in real life.
Nothing. I like Shakespeare is what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's just where the teachers would kill it.
What do you mean, kill it?
Like, all right, I get it. Okay? Prose! Let me freaking enjoy it. Okay? Just get off my back.
Get off my back, bro.
I feel like, I know there's a lot of English teachers listening. I apologize. But to someone like me, sometimes you can analyze things too much. I know some people love that. Not everybody does.
You're sitting across from a person that loves to do that.
I know. Can I just enjoy the Lord of the Rings without having to get into all the little minutiae of it, please? Okay? Maybe the kids were Scottish. They want to kill each other. That's what happens.
What was the book that you read? They were like...
It was The Lord of the Flies.
It was Lord of the...
And I said, why are we just assuming hidden meaning behind this book? Can't an author just be inspired by something and write a book? And the teacher was like, this is the worst book ever to make that point.
Yeah, you can't make that point.
Like, why can't I just pretend this book is about boys on an island killing each other? Why do I have to think about, like, society? Anyway.
Because the author told you, like, literally.
Yes.
Well, no, no, I'm gonna play it right here.
So I just felt bored in this chapter. I don't know if it's because I heard Shakespeare so much, even though I really do like Shakespeare. It was my good guys. But this chapter, in just regards to the others, where I just felt like I was in this high of like, give me more, give me more, give me more. I was bored. I don't even know who I was hanging out with. There were way too many names. Get me out of here. Yeah. And then my great is Monty Python. When they talked about that, I laughed. Monty Python is funny. I'm glad Graham likes Monty Python.
Can you believe that was they used Dune Castle in the Monty Python Holy Grail? That was the castle that they used, which happens to be the same exact castle for Castle Leok in Outlander. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why it's part of my great.
That I love Monty Python. He's just great writing all around.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to hand you this book because I really didn't like this chapter. Oh, okay. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, you're going to have to vamp for me while I find
it. Okay, good. Because, like, I'll tell you guys, I really do. I like this book. This just chapter, and it was long. It was longer than the other chapters, and I just wasn't enjoying it that much. And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
It was one of the longer chapters, I think, that... I love how Graham has all these random names for the camper that they're taking.
Yes.
And this one, he calls it, we are back in our usual seats in the Fiat Turd. Whatever it's called, we're on our way to Castle.
I'm excited to see this in the television episode, as I will enjoy it much more.
Yep.
I hope that lady's creepy. I hope that she's kind of like Bathilda Bagshot from Harry Potter. In the Deathly Hallows, the Lady Macbeth. I just hope she's got like this creepy aura about her.
I'm sure she does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We reach the entrance to Cotter Castle grounds, whereupon Sam stalls. When the stone gate was built in the 15th century, I don't think the Thane of Cotter had accounted for a fiat arse piece passing through it. Just a fiat ass piece.
Yep.
I can clearly see that it will never fit from 100 yards out. It's wide enough for a couple of horses abreast, at best. We're never going to make it through that gate. Nonsense, Graham. Loads of space. No, really, Sam, we won't. Stop being such an old woman, Graham. We accelerate towards the opening, and Sam's...
I can't wait to see it.
Sam's invariable response to any doubt on my part as to the wisdom of a given course of action is to compare me to an elderly female. Sam continues to smile, certain we will shrink to fit at the last moment. And then he rams on the anchors inches from the sides of the stone gate. The laws of physics have finally penetrated his brain cells.
Best part of the chapter by far.
What if we fold the wing mirrors back? What if I just blow up the gate or perhaps the camper? He doesn't laugh. I don't think I should rehearse. And it's the first thing he has said with which I wholeheartedly agree. To rehearse would be madness. The fiat colon doesn't handle well in reverse. So instead, we sit and stare at the gate as if our collective gaze might force it to widen.
You know, one thing I was missing out on this chapter? Like, the recap of Graham sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, no, they says that he came out and there was dew on him, but that was it. Like, I would like to know more about sleeping in tent. Absolutely.
I wish he had, like, a little journal.
And then Michelle, the person, the producer, says, "Hey, guys, where are you?" Sam, "We can't get through." I hold my head in my hands. The fatigue and exasperation is too much. Neither of my daughters, Hope, 13, Honor, 7, have become... are this difficult to manage, and they have tested me to the limit. As has become customary, I enjoyed the delights of late night whiskey at the hotel before being unceremoniously dumped in the countryside to sleep it off under the canvas in the Highland heather. Why do I do it to myself? Sam is showing zero evidence of a hangover, as usual. For a fleeting moment, I wonder whether he is fully human. No one could drink as much as he puts away with no visible effect. Not even an eye bag, but then he does have Wendy's makeup magic. I just think, and when they realize that there's a marathon going through, oh my goodness gracious! And all these people are giving them the finger and busting balls,
right?
And then Delilah is there. It can't be. We're almost 200 miles away from Glencoe. Delilah? Delirious Dagger? My senses are playing tricks on me. But it's not poor sweet Delilah, I fear, but her mother, Glenn. Because wherever Delilah goes down, so does Glenn.
Dun, dun, dun.
How are these people? What are they doing?
Is there like a GPS on their camper van?
What are we talking about? Oh my goodness gracious.
How are they able... Why are they not hired by the FBI?
You remember when they found those standing like obelisks in Utah or wherever, New Mexico?
Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like that Delilah and Glenn should be figuring out where those obelisks came from.
Yes, please. Put them on it right away.
Somebody needs to do that. And then I like also too when the producer was busting their balls saying like, "Oh yeah, okay, well, why don't you go get the bike? Go get the bikes, go up there, you'll be fine. You know, get the thing out, get the bikes, you'll go up." And Sam and Graham are racing each other with these old bikes that don't have brakes. And then they finally get to the castle and she's like, yeah, sure, that's great. Yeah, let's do it again.
Yep.
They go back.
Go for it, boys.
They go back. I got to read it. It's great. It's one of the best passages. Hold on. It's so funny. Hold on one second. Mary, you got to cover for me as I find this.
Okay. You know what, Blake? I'm going to thank you for a moment.
Why?
You're making me relive the really sweet, awesome parts of this chapter, and you're making me laugh and love it now.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, maybe not love it, but like it.
I'm here.
So thank you.
Sam talking about how he founded My Peak Challenge and the whole thing. Yeah, that's great.
Which I know a lot of... Blake, stop it. I know a lot of people listening are doing My Peak Challenge. I've been seeing a ton of you with your workout photos.
That's true. Yep.
So proud of you. So proud of you.
We squeeze the bikes through the tiny gap between the camper and the gate. All the while, yet more runners struggling to get by. It was at this point we saw the slope for the first time. Nothing too awful, but when you're about to climb on board something that looks like it was built by Isambard Kingdom Brunel, any slope seems steep. Especially when you're in a tweed suit. The crew is at the top, and what they want is a clean shot of us cycling up the hill. We wait for a gap between panting participants, and on action, we set off. Both Sam and I are very competitive, so we go for it. Hewitt beats me. I hate him for it. That was great. Let's try it again, said Michelle. Why? We return to the gate. More runners. Good grief. How many are there? Were they lost or are they running in circles? Take two. Action. More straining against the pedals. Sam beats me again. That was good. Definitely better. By what criteria, you may wonder? One more time, please. Now, I've been in the film business long enough to know that when one more time actually means another 20 times.
Mm, yes.
Peter Jackson, the director of The Hobbit, would say it just before we did another 30 takes minimum. I feel a cramp coming on.
I love it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Too cute.
Graham is just the best. He's the best. Not as good as LaCroix, but Graham, 1B, man. I'm in. I'm in on him.
I agree.
He's great. So.
Me too.
So that's this chapter. I mean, yeah, we could go through all the stuff on how they did all the different, productions of Macbeth and how, you know, unfortunately, you know, of course, Macbeth is, you know, a word that is cursed and the play itself is cursed and people die in Macbeth. And then unfortunately, one of the kids that performed in Macbeth and one of these things did die. Very sad. And you know, how they have all these different connections between the different people and Sam was playing Batman and the whole thing. Okay, sure. You know what? Stats are for nerds. If you want to read about all that stuff, go ahead. That's why the book is there. But I feel like this was a little bit of a step back, but nowhere near as bad as the beginning parts.
Oh, no, I agree. I think I just got spoiled from all the little like morsels of really interesting history or just the banter back and forth.
Yes.
That this was a little schnooze fest for me, but that's okay. That's okay.
The high point is the stuff where they got stuck.
I completely agree.
I mean, there's no question about that.
But this is no Marty having a dram on top of...
No. Yeah, so I think that's it. You got anything else to say about this
chapter? I'm excited to keep on going.
Yeah, so. we're going to keep
going. But as I said, I do think I'm going to enjoy this bit more in the show.
Yes, I think so too. I think a lot of this book is good. The problem is that you can tell this was made for television.
I don't think that's a problem. Like, you know that. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's most easily
translatable
to
television.
It's just a companion.
Yeah, it's a companion piece. Mm-hmm. And I think the television aspect of it is what is going to garner the most appreciation.
It'd be like getting the Outlander Kitchen Cookbook, but not watching Outlander.
Yes. Yes. Like you can read about it. Like, it's like reading the production of Outlander.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm sure it'd be cool. There'd be some cool stories. But if you don't see Outlander, you're not going to have the kind of appreciation that you would if you had seen it. So, all right, anything else?
Nope.
All right, cool. Let's close this bad boy out, shall we?
As always, we want to thank you. Yes, you. Listening right now on the treadmill in your car for a walk, doing the dishes. Maybe trying to fall asleep.
Maybe trying to run. You'd be bananas for running while listening to a podcast.
No, a lot of people do it, man.
Well, you're bananas.
No. Maybe you're vegan eating a banana while you're listening to this.
Maybe you're a vegan eating banana trying to sleep. Maybe you're not full. Maybe you want to eat some more food to get full.
Bananas are a good food to eat.
Lots of fiber.
They calm your tummy, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Well, thank you.
Part of the brat diet.
Oh, yes, it is.
I know.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, if this podcast brought you joy, if you were able to laugh, if maybe you didn't particularly like this chapter, but Blake helped you like it a little bit more, let us know.
Oddly enough, I was the one that helped you bring you more enjoyment to this chapter.
You know,
I very rarely do that.
It's true. You rarely bring joy into my life. I'm kidding. You bring joy a lot into like boring things for me, Blake.
Mary, coming down from the clouds on that one.
That's what I got. So thank you all so very much. We want to remind you, we've got a special Facebook community. Just search Mary and Blake. It's the group. We want you there if you're on Facebook. And if you're not on Facebook, don't worry. We're on all sorts of social media. And once again, if this brought you joy, if we are bringing you joy in the time of crazy corona right now, please, please, please think about going to jointhenerdclan.com. Blake and I actually have a really big goal. Can I tell them?
No. Sure. Yeah, no, tell them. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
We want to reach 1,000 members at jointhenerdclan.com in 2021. This is a huge goal of ours, but we think we can do it, but we need your help.
Right, so now we're at 705, I think.
So for as little as $2 a month, you can keep this going. And we are running strong. We are engaging on social media. We're popping out blogs and podcasts left and right. And this truly is my full-time job.
Let me say this. I'll even go further. I'll go one further. If we get to 1,000, I can quit my actual job.
Well, let's not do that just yet.
I
already did that.
We're halfway there.
I don't know if I want you home all the time.
We'd really be Sam and Graham by that point.
I know. Seriously. Frog and Toad, watch out. Oh. So on that note, know that it really makes a difference. And I appreciate those of you who already are members at jointhenerdclan.com. For now, lasses and lads, my name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake.
And thanks for listening to Outlander Cast.